I'm officially calling the ANC Mount Pleasant ANC's meeting to order at 7:05 p.m. according to my watch. Do I announce the attendance?
Well, let's note that it's January 22nd.
Oh, sorry.
2008.
January 22nd, 2008.
Thank you.
Commissioners present, Jack McKay, Dave Barsman, myself, Angelia Scott, Oliver Tunda, okay, and Greg Edwards. Are we going to start with the minutes of the last meeting? Oh. Well, why am I going by this then? Okay. Okay. We're going to start off with public discussion. Is it a time on it for 3 minutes each? Okay.
Do we have anybody who wishes to speak? Claudia does.
Thank you. I just wanted... Is it on? Okay. I have some flyers here for an event at Heidi's restaurant tomorrow evening from 6 p.m. To midnight. It's a fundraising benefit for CASA and here Mount Pleasant. We're also going to be soliciting letters of support for the three restaurants that have terminated or requested termination of the MPNA agreements. Please let people know, and if you need some extra flyers to bring back to your apartment, I have a few with me, not enough, but I'm certainly happy to share them with you. As to other things, I read that Always Mount Pleasant has protested the Ravens, I guess it's the renewal of their license, and I know that's not an ANC action, but my request is that if there is any discussion of that, that those commissioners who were involved in the protest recuse themselves from any decisions made to support or not support that protest. And I don't think I have anything else. Oh, I do. I want to say one other thing. With respect to the need for the ANC to have legal counsel to advise them, I did speak with... Gottlieb Simon, right. Because there were concerns raised at the last meeting about conflicts of interest. Mr. Simon informed me that there's no impediment to the ANC using its funds to hire its own legal counsel, and as a member of this community, I would certainly support the ANC in going out and using its funds to hire counsel directly rather than through a third-party organization. I think that's a much cleaner, better way to do it.
Could I comment on that?
Yes.
The conflict of interest is strictly on Paul Pascal's part. He does not want to represent ANCs. And we are exploring another lawyer experienced in ABC matters. I agree with you. I think we should contract directly with a lawyer, not go through any third party.
I totally agree. Any further public discussion? Oh, quiet bunch tonight. Well, since we have no further public discussion at this time, do we move on with the draft agenda?
Yeah, perhaps we should start with some of the non-controversial items while we wait for Jane to arrive. There are
okay.
Some routine items there which we could deal with quite quickly.
Okay.
Poster contract would be a good one, yes.
Yeah, because we're basically only changing the name, right? Everything stays the same.
That's about right. Let me pull that one up here. Okay, if I may make the motion.
Yes.
Move that payments of up to $50 per meeting to Tony Grillo be authorized for the putting up of the required posters. This is an update of the resolution of November 20, 2007, with Tony Grillo replacing Dan George. And Tony is here, so I'm hoping he will be willing to accept this.
Okay. So it's been seconded. All those in agreement, can I see by raising your hand? It passes 5-0. Oh, I love this. Hopefully everything will go this wonderful. Okay, now where are we? Are we going to... At the... To who? What did you say, Greg? Oh, yeah.
We don't want to go right to the priority items?
We kind of was trying to do consent, waiting for Jane.
Yeah. Yes. Dave, are you willing to take lead on this, Greg, do you want to take the lead on this one? Greg is the one who initiated this topic.
This is Greg's.
It is Greg's call.
Proposal. There's actually, yes, it is Greg's.
Just to get it into discussion, movement, it has to be moved and seconded. So, resolve that ANC 1D advises the District Department of Transportation to use permeable pavement in all newly built, rebuilt sidewalks in Mount Pleasant. Specifically, ANC 1D advises DDOT to use permeable pavers in the reconstruction of the sidewalks of the 1600 block of Park Road, a project already in the planning stage.
May I note that in my text I added some words that Dave wanted to add, so I'm going to go back to your form.
Sure, you know how I operate. I accept friendly amendments, but look, we look for a second.
We don't need those words in there. I just wanted to mention that when there is river clay, as in most of Mount Pleasant, if you just put down permeable pavers and no drainage, then you may have problems. But the city's aware of this, and the Department of the Environment is aware of this, whether DDOT is or not. So we should bring them in, too.
I ask for a second for someone.
A second.
Thank you. May I say that I had an hour and 45-minute meeting with Karina Ricks, the acting deputy director of DDOT for planning and policy a few weeks ago. And she said that the 1600 block Park Road has been part of the Columbia Heights public space plan for some time, and indeed that the paving contract for that block had been submitted to the Federal Department of Transportation for trust fund money 10 years ago. And she advised me that if we want any changes in the transportation layout of Mount Pleasant, we should recognize that barring extraordinary circumstances, the planning cycle is often 10 years. So at this late time, the most that she could offer of the issues that had been raised was to, she said that she could not widen the sidewalk right now. She could, if we asked, and she asked that I get her neither a note or a resolution to remind her of her promises. She could arrange to do as much as possible to deal with the only a foot and a half clearance, not even wide enough for a wheelchair or some baby strollers, between the some of the retaining walls and the signs that are there. But by putting down the facilities for permeable pavers, for a permeable sidewalk, They would not, the facilities and drainage and all the other things that are needed, the underlayment, that she said, it will be expensive, but she can find money in our budget to do so. That would at least lay the groundwork so that if the sidewalks are expanded at a later time, then the basic facilities would be there. So it seemed to me that I should take her up on her promise, because it does involve a good deal of money, perhaps $100,000 or so extra. And I would like to, in fact, extend this resolution, if we could, because I'd forgotten to include it, the idea that we also advise that the sidewalk should be made ADA compliant.
Okay, since you want to add to this, this is not moving along as quickly as it should be, Jack.
Well, let me point out for the record that at 7:17, Jane just arrived, so we now have all six commissioners present. I want to know, I had taken the resolution as modified by Dave. Do I want to revert to Greg's form or not? I need to know whether I need to go back and edit this to be the original.
We may as well revert.
You want to revert?
Yes. As long as we understand what's involved.
The difference is mainly that it says it shall use permeable pavers as opposed to assess the feasibility of.
I would actually prefer to not get in the way, and because this is on the fast track, it's at the last moment. The money for these kinds of promises often disappear, and so. But I would like to add to it that the sidewalks be made ADA compliant. If Jack could suggest some words for that.
Why don't you let me first edit this to that so that you're original.
Okay.
And perhaps Jane will have something to say. Everything's fine, Jane says. Okay.
Good start for the evening. Of course, what this the 1600 block, while we're waiting, the 1600 block of Park Road is essentially denuded of trees. And during the summer and even the winter, this makes for a very unpleasant environment. It is a crosstown arterial, and the residents would. I've talked with a number of residents, and essentially everybody says that they would like to see the sidewalks widened and made passable, and permeable pavers and tree boxes put in, so there's a chance that they could, at some point in the future, have trees along there. I'm hoping also that we will send a copy of this to Jim Graham and ask his help in making sure that there's a follow-through for this.
Okay. Can we come back to wording this so we can move along, please?
Okay. I have restored Greg's verbiage, and I would suggest that we have a separate resolution concerning the width of the sidewalk in order, rather than diluting this with another topic, another issue. Let's have another resolution saying we want sidewalks to be ADA compliant. Can we do that?
If
you accept that?
Yes, I would.
What was the question, and what was?
If you would provide them while we're working.
To do a separate resolution.
It should be. It could be quite short.
Yes, it could. So why don't we proceed with this one?
Okay.
And then do the ADA.
Okay. Before we go further, I think Jane wants to say something.
Can we put in that the reason is that for the erosion is for trees, and that trees should be planted immediately, too? I mean, that's just as important, like you brought up. Not sometime in the future, but... And that's not mixing issues. That's basically the basis for it, right? Anytime we could get more trees, that's a victory for us.
I would accept that as a friendly amendment, but I'd like to hear from Dave and Jack on the political... sensitivity about this.
There is another option. Casey Trees now plants on private land. Plants on apartment land, plants on private homes, the land around, the yards around private homes. So we should consider this in our tree plans. We only previously have considered public space.
Okay. Now, what I want to know is, can we finish this before y'all go any further with that? Just finish this one resolution.
For the moment, let me say that I would think, given the timeliness of it and the focus that following through on the promise from Deputy Director Ricks, I'd like to keep it as simple and targeted as possible.
Jane?
I just wanted to address Dave's thing about private things are good, but our job is within the D.C. government to point out, you know, what the city should be providing. And it shouldn't, it's good that there are private efforts that complement it, but that shouldn't detract from, you know, the long-range planning of the city and resources devoted toward trees. And I think as ANCs, we have a responsibility to do that.
Jack.
Having a tough time with the microphone here. Everybody's in favor of trees. We're all in favor of trees. But I would not be happy with adding trees to this particular resolution, because I think it's well focused on a specific issue. Let's use permeable sidewalk instead of the hard impermeable materials. And there is a specific problem in Park Road, which is that if we're going to ask for ADA width, that may eliminate the possibility of trees. So let's consider this trees separately. Let's just focus on permeable pavement right now.
Okay, so now, are we finished with this resolution? Can we vote on it now?
I move. It takes four votes to close discussion. I move we close discussion.
I'm sorry?
I move that we close discussion.
Okay, I agree.
It takes a two-thirds vote to close discussion.
Okay. So we don't have that? So we're still discussing?
Well, no, you ask for a vote. All in favor of closing discussion and having the vote.
All in favor for closing discussion? Raise your hand. All right, we got... Well, we're still 5-1. James opposed, right?
Okay.
Okay. So discussion is closed. And we're... We had our second for this. Now we're voting on this resolution. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. So do we need a roll call vote for this?
Let's do a show of hands. For permeable pavement.
Okay. All those who want the permeable pavement, show your hands. Oh, well, 6-0, rolling right along. I'm loving it. Okay. Passed 6-0. What's next on now? We have anything else on consent?
Do we want to do quickly with the ADA width issue?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
If you can gen up something quickly.
I think I can do that.
While he's doing that, I should mention that I was planting trees down Monroe Street on the other side of 16th, that one block between 16th and 14th there. They have no room for tree boxes, and so every little teeny yard has a new tree in it.
One of the problems, there are a couple of trees in that block, but they have, because they're on private land and they have not been well chosen and no one is tending for them, there have been range wars even between the neighbors over how the trees are handled.
Well, yes, it's a ginkgo street, and ginkgos always bring out controversy.
Ready?
Resolve that ANC Wendy advises the District Department of Transportation to increase the width of narrow sidewalks wherever feasible to ADA compliance.
Could you add us specifically in the 1600 block?
I would like to keep it open because we've got other narrow sidewalks. 17th Street comes to mind. I'd rather not limit it.
Okay, then I'll just send. As everybody knows, the only way to get results from these things is you've got to have someone to go and lobby. And follow up on them. So I'll use both of them. I'm ready to. You make the motion. I second.
Can I get a show of hands, everybody, in agreement with this resolution for the sidewalk width? 6-0. In favor.
Mm-hmm.
Would this be putting extra pavement down or taken away from sort of street space? I mean, I hate to be so ecological this year, but, you know, pavement, the more pavement...
Well, I think if you're going to widen something, you have to add a little extra pavement there, I think.
The answer I got from Karina Ricks is that they have... this is a problem all over the city, and they have believe they have found ways to combine signs and to push them closer to the curb. Now, the problem when they're pushed closer to the curb is that the car doors are sometimes dinged for parkers. But now there is a move throughout the city which is very different from the past, to support pedestrians over the rights and dignities of cars. So she said that... that they would be able to make considerable progress, even with no problems, even without widening the sidewalk further. And that's what we're really interested in making as much progress as we can. I hope is that a reasonable answer? Good.
Okay, now are we going to go to the top of this agenda now?
Yes.
Secretary's report? In the minutes of January 8th?
I have distributed the draft minutes of the January 8th meeting. Are there any corrections offered by any commissioners? Seeing none, we'll take them to have been accepted.
Okay, so we're moving.
The chair usually declares them accepted then.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's been accepted. There was no questions about it. Okay, so we're on to the treasurer's report.
We have to file a quarterly report by the 28th of January. Yeah, I have the document here that says that. That's what they said. And I have to send in a thing about who the treasurer and who the chair is. And that's all I can say right now. We have a lot of money in the treasury.
Any report?
Yeah, I think we have a few complaints because we have so much money in the treasury.
We can take care of that.
I'm sure. Did we get straightened out? Sorry, guys, I missed the meeting. Did we get all that stuff straightened out with...
Oh, yeah.
So sorry, I forgot his name. Joe? Our former treasurer, yeah. Did we get all that straightened out?
Jack worked real hard on sort of picking up the pieces, and then I worked with him on filing the quarterly report for the last... So we got some money. We got like $5,000 more, and now we got to just keep ahead.
Okay. Jack?
Yeah, we did get a $5,000 allotment, and I'm concerned that I believe we are missing two. And there's a provision in district law which says that at fiscal year, if you haven't turned in your quarter reports, you forfeit the allotment. So I'm concerned that we have forfeited two allotments, like $9,000. Mm. I'm hoping that we can clarify that. Our previous treasurer, unfortunately, did us dirt pretty seriously. As for the information papers you mentioned, the treasurer and chair information, I've got the documentation for that. I've also got some other papers which we've got to deal with when the meeting is closed.
And so Jack reminded me of some checks I have to write tonight. So if anybody has checks that they want written or wants checks written, just see me.
How nice. I'd like to have a check written. Okay.
Jane, I hope you got my forwarding of the invoice for the website cost, which was about $155.
I probably did. And if I didn't, I'll hunt you down before I do this report.
Well, I would like the check soon. So.
Yeah, I
didn't bring it, so I...
You don't remember the value, the total?
No, it was $155 and some odd cents, so... I would appreciate it if you would...
Well, once the receipt is presented, I'm sure you can get the check.
Yeah. We always can handle checks. We don't have to be in the session to handle checks.
Right, okay.
I did want to point out, the quarterly reports are due 45 days after the end of the fiscal year, which does indeed... I thought that, but it's in February. I haven't seen anything. But anyway, I assume that we can go ahead and handle the quarterly report. We don't have to have a quarterly report approved in another meeting. If Jane and I just handle it, we can have it approved ex post facto.
I think that should be fine.
Because we do have to get these things in on time.
I agree. Do we have any further questions on the Treasury report? Okay, so.
Election of officers, I think, should be next.
I'm sorry?
Election of officers.
Election of officers?
Jack has a resolution.
Okay.
Well, yeah, let me begin with... Let me deal with this, Jane. Okay, I move that ANC 1D repeat the election of chairperson for calendar year 2008, voiding the election of January 8th. The January 8th election was deficient because one of the two candidates, Stormy Scott, was absent. Not only did this put her at a disadvantage for the election, but it prevented her from participating in the tie-breaking procedure specified by our bylaws, which call for a round of statements from the tied candidates before a second vote. The process was unfair and was further deficient in having only five of the six seated commissioners present.
I second.
Okay. Oh, it's been second. All those who are in agreement with this? Oh, I'm sorry. We didn't have discussion. Discussion.
Stormy, I'd like to ask you, were you unhappy with the election?
No.
Jack, were you?
Yes.
Oh, why?
I think it's essential that the officers for the year be chosen by all six commissioners, and I think it's essential also that the person elected be present for the election. I think we will feel a lot better about this if we go through this process one more time.
I'm sorry, Jane.
I have a couple questions. Why is your concern this way now when you spoke so vehemently about proceeding with the elections at the last election?
Well, what I said was that district law requires us to do the election in January.
I understand, and we saw the law. That was
my only reason, is that we were compelled to do this in January.
And we did abide by the law, right, to have the election? It was consistent with the law. Is that true?
That is true.
But okay. Not with our bylaws.
No, that's not necessarily true. Okay, in the second, I have one other question and then a comment, okay? The other question is, I'm just noticing some contradictory attitudes between what you said and felt last meeting, or what I thought you felt from what you said, and how you proceeded after the vote. Okay, and the second thing is another thing that came to mind last week was sort of did you ask Oliver if he would be interested in running for chair last week, last meeting?
Prior to the meeting, we had discussions with Oliver about that possibility.
And did you look favorably on that, or?
I am, as you know, looking for someone who will be truly neutral.
Okay, my question is, did you feel favorably toward that?
And
I'm not asking you to commit to a candidacy or anything.
I'm saying that after further discussions with Oliver, it became apparent that he really wasn't comfortable with being plunged right into the position of chairperson of this commission. He needs some time to...
Become
accustomed to our procedures.
Well, Jack, I just want to back up. That was an answer to a question, but what was that question that Oliver answered that you just said he felt uncomfortable? Was that about the possibility of him being chair?
Yes. I had suggested that possibility.
You suggested, and yet a year before...
I beg your pardon. Can we get some order through this discussion, please?
Okay, I'm just pointing out another contradiction here that is consistent with this pattern. A year before, when Dave Bosserman was I nominated him, and he was defeated as chair the year before. Did you express relief because, and did you give the reasons for him not, that it wouldn't be a good idea for him to be chair because of inexperience at that point? Were they the reasons of record? I'm wondering why your attitude has changed between that and now, consistent with the fact that you have a discomfort that Dave was elected chair for the last half of the year. And there seems to be some sort of sentiment that is resounding year after year about. I don't see where Dave's objectivity is questioned. That's what I'm asking. If that's your reason this year, his inexperience was a reason last year. And then now the sentiment I want to say is, I think it's a bad precedent that we redo elections because the results are such. I just think that that's a bad precedent for the same, whether people are happy with the election results or not. And that's the sentiment I want to put out there.
Okay. Anybody else have any discussion or comments on this?
Move the question.
You said what was the question?
I moved the question.
Oh, you moved the question. Okay.
That's calling for a vote to close discussion and
yes.
Have the vote.
All those in favor to close the discussion?
5-6.
Okay, I have 5-6.
5-1
to close the discussion.
5-1.
I'm sorry, 5-1. What did I say?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're now about to redo the elections?
Yes.
Let me be clear on what we're doing. We just voted on closing discussion. Now we vote on the motion.
On the motion itself. Okay. All those in favor of this motion, can I see by a show of hands?
Have another election.
Yes.
Okay, I got four and two.
And
nine.
We have to name names, please, for the audio record.
Okay, Commissioner McKay, Edwards, Tunda, and Scott for another election. Commissioner Boschman and Zare not to.
Very good, thank you. We can use first names. Yeah, we're all friends here, right?
Yeah, I'm just practicing to try to remember last names.
I just want to remind people that there are election laws in D.C., and the ANC is a nonpartisan position, okay? And so to campaign for or against someone because of party affiliation applies to that law, okay? I just want to remind
everybody of
that.
Okay, so now everybody releases their positions and we're starting over.
I nominate Stormy Scott to be chair. And I believe nominations require no second.
That is correct. And I would propose that a neutral party be chair for the purposes of this election.
So who's the neutral party, Oliver?
Well, I'm sorry. I should say a person who is not a candidate.
Oliver, yours could be a... So will you proceed, Oliver, with the election? You call for more nominations next.
Any further nominations?
Well, then seeing none, you can...
Not.
Then you can call for the show of hands to confirm.
Yeah, we'll get a...
Then perhaps we should have a roll call vote for...
Yes. I think a roll call would be better, yes.
Yeah. For Stormy as chair for calendar year 2008. Is yes. That correct? That we understand?
Yes. Just call them in order.
Jack, you have any...
I will vote for Stormy.
Yes.
Zara?
Yes. Jane, sir.
Yeah.
Yes.
Stormy?
Yes.
Yes.
Oliver?
Yeah. Oliver, yes.
Greg, yes.
Yeah.
6-0.
But I would like to resign being the vice chairperson for ANC, you are? Just because I'm still a new person and I would like to know, to learn more about the ANC.
I nominate Greg. Oh, are we moving on? I'm sorry.
We need a
what
motion.
I'm saying is I resign from being the deputy chairperson.
Jack, will you provide another motion that we elect to fill the position immediately?
Okay, given that Oliver has essentially declined his election as vice chair, then we need to proceed with an election of vice chair. Is that correct? And at this point, Stormy is your chair. You're in charge.
Okay. I'd like to hear nominations for vice chair in 2008.
I will nominate Greg for vice chair.
Any further nominations?
Jane? I nominate Dave Bosserman.
I decline.
Dave Bosserman declines. Any further nominations?
I nominate Oliver.
Jane nominates Oliver. He just declined.
I just declined, so.
Okay. So we now have one
nomination.
I nominate
myself.
Jane nominates herself. So do I do a roll call for this, or did
yes.
I just show a hand?
Well, it would be being two nominees, then we have a discussion of the two candidates.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, we're now over for discussion.
Just a minute or two, I think, is all we need.
Well, I'd love to hear from Jane. How you propose to handle the position of vice chair?
As I understand, vice chair, it would be to take over discussions at the meeting when the chair has to recuse themselves, and it would be assisting the chair in whatever assisting the chair needed in administrative manners. I think it overlaps well with being a treasurer. Takes on it actually probably less responsibility, and it complements it well. I hope to push education as community education and empowerment as part of my platform here for the year, whether or not I'm vice chair.
Greg.
I would propose to continue to support the chair, as I did Jack when I was vice chair before. I have considerable experience in operating as the chair and vice chair, not only here, but for many other organizations. And I will take on such duties as assigned by the chair, and hopefully that will include to deal with many of the issues in the apartment buildings. And as people know, that I will continue to work on the commercial corridor and to support Jack in the issues of historic preservation and continue work on education, an area that I spent much of my career as a consultant and as a program officer for education. So if elected, I will continue to try to provide many benefits to the commission in the neighborhood.
Thank you. Okay, so we're going to vote on Jane first. All those in favor?
No.
Sorry?
No, you just each person go through each person, then they say which of the two candidates.
But hold on. Is there further discussion?
Yes.
Jack.
I have to admit, this is awkward. Because it's a tough choice. Greg has been chair, and obviously he will serve admirably as vice chair. The problem, as I have seen it, is that Greg and I tend to be the sponsors of most of the resolutions, and therefore it is awkward for us to be chair and also to sponsor resolutions. So ideally one would have someone who wasn't quite that active. So from that point of view, I think Jane would also be an admirable choice. Perhaps we can arrange a tie and split the office. Split the German office. Okay, that's all I have to say.
What I see is a choice between the more experience versus growing a new officer. And I'm all into growing organizations.
Oliver?
For me, as a new person, I'm not quite sure what to say, but since Greg said he has been there as a vice chairperson before, I think he would be in position to or give the chairperson, in case the chairperson is not there, he would be there to share the meetings. I would think Greg would be a good candidate for that.
May I make another comment? And that is that...
As long as it's quick.
If there's something that I'm personally dealing with and it becomes contentious, then I will call upon other members of the commission and try to share those duties as I did many times in the last chair.
Okay. Any further discussion? Okay. So we're going to start from your end, Jack.
I was seriously hoping you'd start from the other end.
Okay. Okay, I can do that. I can do that. Greg?
Greg.
Oliver?
Greg.
Stormy, Greg, Dave.
Dave, Jane.
Jane.
See?
I think there is a lot to be said for sort of a transition period here. So I will vote for Jane, thus bringing about a tie.
Is it in the bylaws to do that for a vice chair?
We have the specified procedure for all candidates, not just for chair.
Okay, so are we splitting this?
Well, at this point, if no candidate receives that majority, then the commissioners will vote a second time after a round of statements from the candidates.
I really encourage everyone to vote for me this round.
Greg.
I would like to suggest that a vote for me would be a vote to support Stormy, and in a way where I have had an ongoing working relationship with her on two bases. One is the commercial corridor meetings, and secondly, then in her Harvard Towers work, so that I think that the administration of the commission will probably work better. The other thing I would like to point out that is that my record is of having given a great deal of work to the and a great deal of time to the commission, and I believe that the offices should go to the people that have a record of work and of contribution, and that it's much more, an officer is not just a matter of symbology or a process, but it's also of delivering benefits. And I've delivered a lot of benefits, and I think the commission will work better if there's, if the worker can continue to do so for the next year.
Okay, so we're now back to voting once again. Starting with you, Greg.
Greg.
Oliver.
Greg.
Stormy, Greg. Dave.
Dave, Jane.
Jane.
And Jack votes for Greg.
We got four for Greg, two for Jane. Greg is co-chair. I'm sorry, vice chair. Now, do we have to
Thank
do the
all.
Other officers as well again, or no?
No.
Praise God. All right. Ooh, tough politics. Okay. So where are we now?
We could take up the voluntary agreements to be made public, which is Jane's resolution.
Okay, because that probably wouldn't take much time. Well, wait, we have that's deferred to the February meeting, okay.
Or would you, this is up to the commission. What do you want to...
I would, as to be conciliatory to my gracious former opponent. I would, whether it's graciousness is reciprocated or not, I would like to suggest we move to Jane's resolution.
Okay.
Resolve that ANC 1D calls on all Mount Pleasant organizations with so-called voluntary agreements. Or should we also say the name change? What you call agreements? Okay. In place or proposed to make the contents of those agreements public. Well, I think we should specify how.
Let's make the motion, have a discussion, and we can amend it as you wish.
Okay. Okay, that's the resolution.
Can you just read the resolution one more time so we can have a discussion?
Resolve that ANC 1D calls on all Mount Pleasant organizations with so-called voluntary agreements in place or proposed to make the contents of those agreements public.
Second.
We have a second discussion. Jane.
It would be good if we could maybe put where they're in public, because they could be buried somewhere and still be public, like in some articles of incorporation that you would have to apply to the corporation count or wherever to get them. So we should put how they should be posted.
I would offer as current webmaster to post them on our website if the commission would agree.
That they submit them to us
yes.
to be posted?
And I would post them.
Maybe they should be posted two or three different ways.
Well, how about simply saying that they should be posted on a publicly accessible website, not necessarily ours?
That's why if they were posted or not on our website, it would be very clear.
I mean, you would speak up a little bit.
It would be very clear whether or not they had been submitted if they were posted on the ANC1D.org website. And there would be a central place for people to go. Yes. If they have one. Some organizations may not have one. But if they have one, just be posted there as well. It's just a recommendation. We have no legislative authority. Yes.
Well, I agree they should go in more than one place. Don't we have a public forum? I mean, just a general public website?
No, there is a Mount Pleasant forum, and I would propose that as a site for posting.
How about if that is a third one?
Okay, so the first is ANC...
1D.org.
Yes.
The second is their own website if they have one. And we could also ask, in fact, that it be on the... besides Laurie's forum, there's also Robert Frazier's forum, which is a Yahoo.
Excuse me, do I have the commission's consent to inquire as to why people in the audience are trying to get my attention?
Okay.
individuals, five or more individuals, so you may want to just change that language so that it's all inclusive of any voluntary agreements that might be entered into.
Since it requires
the commission finds it useful.
I support that. Jane, would you accept that?
Thank you.
Okay, I have just rephrased this, Jane. This is your resolution, so you let me know if this is what you want. I mean, by publication on the sponsoring organization's website, the ANC 1D website, and the Mount Pleasant Forum.
Should we put a time constraint? I mean, besides putting something like in timely manner prior to, or I don't know what the chronology is.
How about within 30 days of it being accepted by the ABC board?
Does that give ample time?
I don't agree with that because I think that the agreement should be made public before they are accepted by the ABC.
As soon as they are submitted
when
to the ABC
submitted,
board.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or would you like when they are submitted to the licensee?
Oh, that would be great.
That seems to get an enthusiastic response.
Transparency is the
yes,
objective.
But again, we give them 30 days.
Are we going to amend the organizations with organizations and groups?
Just the word groups would include organizations.
But organizations doesn't include groups.
I'm saying the word groups is shorter and more inclusive.
Replace organizations with groups.
That's right.
Very good.
You should put the comma inside the quotation. Yes. The comma goes in the quotation marks.
Okay. Is everyone, Jane? Are you okay with this now?
Yes.
Okay. Now we're voting on it. Everybody in favor of this resolution, show hands. 6-0 passes. Okay, where are we? We've done a lot in an hour. I'm proud of you all.
I'm sure that's because we've got a hard driving chair. Cracking the whip. Okay, pick one.
Okay, we did it.
Perhaps we could take the historic preservation permits. Those might be quick. And the one for 1714 in particular. Historic Preservation Review Board is going to have another meeting on the 31st of January. And the architects would love to have ANC approval before that meeting.
Okay, so let's do those then.
Is that acceptable to the commission?
Everybody all right with that?
Yes, and I'll make my
all of us said yes.
Okay, Dave?
Yes, actually, these two resolutions are identical except for the street number. Because these are row houses, small row houses, up 10 steps from the sidewalk, back a little bit, and they're putting stairs down to the basement, either where no window or door exists, or by taking out a window and just making an aperture there, putting the stairs down to the basement. Resolved that ANC 1D advises the Historic Preservation Review Board to approve permit application number so-and-so for a front basement entrance at 1714 Irving Street Northwest.
Dave, would you like me to modify this? I will second this. Modify this to combine the two, make this refer to both of these properties with the same text?
Would that be best to have two or one? I have no idea.
I suggest two.
Okay, we'll leave it at this then.
Again, so that we can focus it and people have a single letter in their portfolio.
Discussion?
Greg? You should start with the sponsor of the resolution.
After.
Oh, I'm sorry, okay.
No, I have no discussion. I think that these will not be visible. These will be hardly visible from the street, and with minimal plantings, will be invisible.
Greg?
Let me say that I will go along with this in the interest of collegiality and based on the representation. But I do want to make a protest. My protest is not that, as Dave often says, that these things come up and sometimes a few hours before the meeting. But in this case, but more generally, there was a lot of discussion back and forth, and it wasn't shared with the rest of the commission. The plans were not shared with the rest of the commission. We have, and we're essentially, and I'm in the process of, I'm going to vote for it, but I'm voting to sign a blank check, which ordinarily I'm pretty loath to do. So I would appreciate if we have a sense that, or even a resolution saying, well, we had a resolution saying for these things that we wanted to have the plans and everything distributed to all the commissioners a week in advance.
Oh, yes, the week in advance. But I thought everything was on Google and Z1D.
Apparently.
You raise a good point, Greg, because initially the discussion was with the architect and Dave and me, and I never did go beyond that because I thought that the discussion was going to be a distraction and we weren't ready. I'm sorry for that because I should have included the group from the beginning. I thought people were just going to be bothered by getting all these emails as we discussed the property.
Okay, so now we're clear that we want to have that presented to the whole commission futuristically.
But I have the commitment from the commissioners to not do this to us again. That when there's just send everything that where it looks like it's going to come up. Because we do have a resolution saying that these things must be submitted for these ones involving plans and the like. I mean, we don't have a resolution about many other items, but we do for these because they're sometimes very complex.
Well, I think we're clear on it now, so okay. No, we won't do this anymore.
Sorry.
Any commissioner will bring it forth to the whole commission, Jack.
Yeah, just one more comment, which is that it was a surprise to have this show up this quickly. I thought we would be requesting a delay from the HBRB, and then we would have time to discuss it collectively once the design was finalized. And then all of a sudden we got socked with this notice that there was going to be a makeup meeting on the 31st of January, and the architect is in a big hurry to get an approval. That's why this has been rushed, and I apologize for the rush, and next time I will plague you with a barrage of emails in advance.
And we thank you so very much for your apology, sir. Okay. Now can we vote on this discussion?
Yes.
Closing the discussion? All those in favor of the discussion being closed? Okay, we got 6-0. Discussion's closed. Now we have a vote. Do I need to do roll call or can we just do hands?
Let's just do hands.
Okay, all those in favor of this resolution?
For 1714 Irving Street.
It's for 1714 Irving Street. 6-0. Passes.
And if I can expedite things, we have 1709 Irving, and the resolution for that will be identical except for changing the numbers.
And noted that will not happen again, that will be presented to all commissioners. Okay, is everybody in favor of that with a show of hands? 6-0, it passes. Is that bottom one, Dave, going to be, is that something long, Jack?
I would propose we look at terminate the old voluntary agreements, which is one that Greg wanted. Can we do that?
Okay. It's fine. Greg?
Okay, actually, Jack had drafted this. I want to thank Jack for that. And
shall I read the resolve clause?
You do it, because it's actually Jack's resolution as a result of the discussion we had.
It's a collective effort. Resolve that ANC Windy advises the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board to permit termination of all voluntary agreements entered into by Mount Pleasant restaurants prior to 2007 upon request of the alcoholic beverage establishment.
Second. Okay. Discussion?
Greg, may I take then the reason why? And that is that I still believe that the informal lobbying I'm doing is to bring the board back to its statement of November a year ago that it would accord the ANC great weight in the termination of these things. And Dave and, Jack McKay and Wayne Kahn, when he was a commissioner, were there. And I was, when I, in a entre act, was inquired of Pete Feather about this and was told, well, sometimes things change and they're overrun by events. But at the meeting on Friday, where there was a hearing before the city council, chaired by Jim Graham, Jim Graham said that if necessary, he has legislation prepared to insist that new licensees are, and I would like to read into it, licensees that have not done anything bad for a very long time, but that's not currently part of his legislation, but ones that should not be subject to extra constraints. And Jim said that, and Pete Feather, once again, as he said in his confirmation hearing, promised that the board would do that. After the hearing, I said to Fred Masumi, how can you say that? How does that square with the fact that you did not follow through with your promises to us in a year ago? And in the instance of Marlene's restaurant, he said, well, the ANC has protested that, and you have not yet gotten our letter. So I tend to believe that the pressure that we are putting, thanks to people all over the city, to bring this ABC board into compliance with what its real policies are and with the law, the Administrative Procedures Act, can have an impact. So by passing this resolution, I would like to shop this because I think it is at a critical point where a little more pressure might result in, and indeed, I talked to Fred Masale, and he said that the board would certainly consider a letter from a licensee saying that it would prefer to not have the MPNA voluntary agreement, and instead adopting the ANC voluntary or cooperative agreement. And they would certainly take that into consideration. So the even though the ANC voted last meeting to withdraw its protest on a number of licensees, we are still a matter by a party. We still have great weight in those for which we are not a formal protestant. This, if the secretary and I can work together to make sure that this is addressed with a list, which I did not provide here, of all the licensees, then I think that we then have a standing to trigger the board's review, and if a licensee wishes to vacate the MPNA so-called voluntary agreement. I believe we still should follow. This is the result of over a year's worth of work, and I still think we have a possibility, and we'd be foolish not to take up this opportunity.
Jack.
I took a I took a more legalistic view to this because the DC code requires that a change in the voluntary agreement, the determination of voluntary agreement, requires a statement that something in the neighborhood has changed, such that the original voluntary agreement is no longer appropriate, which is why I go on to the demographic changes in the neighborhood which have taken place in the last 10 years, which we're all well aware of. Property has gone up, rents have gone up, and a lot of rental units have disappeared. So, nature population has, for better or worse, changed. And that's a reason to cite for saying why the voluntary agreements entered into 10 years ago are no longer appropriate today.
That's something that we must do because the appeals court have held that it isn't, that simply a statement of our opinion is worth zero unless we adduce evidence and arguments.
Okay.
So I'm glad you did that. Thank you, Jack.
Do I have the commission's consent to acknowledge someone in the audience wants to make a comment?
Yeah. If it's
okay.
Short.
Wayne.
The sentiments of the resolution are great, but what seems to be missing is there's nothing that says, I mean, it basically is saying get rid of the voluntary agreement without anything that sort of says there's going to be something else put in its place, which exposes you to the argument of you're trying to do away with the voluntary agreements, period.
Jane.
If I could respond to that. Maybe didn't we draft something recently about letting the businesses determine what their voluntary agreements are? So can't we put that language in?
Well, we could note that that it is open to the licensee to choose the ANC cooperative agreement. Well, I would prefer to keep it with the ANC so that we have control, at least for the moment.
Procedurally, it contradicts what we're trying to do. I mean, it's just replacing the old one with the new words for the old regime. Just let them ascribe to whatever voluntary agreements they want to ascribe to.
True, and that's a powerful argument, Jane. It would be more powerful. I think we would have the result that would be more powerful if they followed an ANC recommended version. Because let me follow up with a reason. Jim Graham said in the hearing, and I believe that the chair of the ABC board followed through, saying that they, of course, would consider constraints on all the licensees within an area. If it were part of a carefully considered neighborhood initiative to solve a specific problem. And so the ANC has carefully considered this in a long series of hearings with usually unanimous support in the committee meetings for this, and thus if some backing for our cooperative agreements would add great weight.
I'd like to remind the ANC that you've previously passed resolutions in which you have voted to support the three businesses who have requested termination of the MP&A agreements. You voted to support their request for termination, and you have also voted, I believe unanimously, to support the Fairmount Pleasant voluntary agreement. This resolution seems to be contrary to that, number one. Number two, there are many other protesters involved with those three restaurants, and it was my understanding that the ANC, at least Mr. Edwards, made an agreement with Mr. Masumi, who's representing the three restaurants, that the ANC would not interfere with the three restaurants who are courageously tackling and trying to get their agreements terminated through the legal process. So I put that before you, and I asked you to consider it. Secondly, Mr. Musali, the general counsel of the board, has told me very pointedly that the ANC would not approve an agreement that included a requirement that restaurant the ABRA would not approve an agreement that required a licensee to be a member of an organization, i.e. RAMP, as a condition. So I just want you to consider this very carefully. It is important. In order to win these cases, we have 2 weeks before the protest hearing, we have just a couple of days before mediation, that you are putting the three restaurants, Hades, Don Juan's, and Don Jaime's, who have are the only three restaurants who have requested termination of the MPNA agreement, that you are putting their ability to win these cases at risk if you pass this resolution.
Okay, thank you for your comments. I'm going to give two more minutes to this. Dave?
Yes, I would like to see something like replace it with the community voluntary agreement, otherwise known as the Here Mount Pleasant Agreement.
Okay, your final comments on this, G, so we can move on.
All right. I'm opposed to what Dave said for reasons that we've discussed at great length here. There is only one. I disagree with almost all of the points raised by a member of the audience. But I except for one, and that is that I do think that we do not want to leave a loophole for one of the six protesting groups that have emerged to substitute another version into this. So that's why I think to keep with the ANC approved versions is the way to go.
Jack, do you have a suggestion for some words included here that could sum up what everyone's trying to say while you think about that, Jane?
Just let me get some clarification. What you're saying is that we should still have the voluntary agreement that says they have to join RAMP? That's off the table, right?
No, it's in fact voluntary. They don't have to.
They can choose not to have that agreement where they have to be in RAMP.
The import of this is simply for those restaurants. Let me try to be clear. For those restaurants that if we can get in the coming weeks, say on Marlene's, an indication of a change in heart in the board, then what I'm looking for is two things. One is for the restaurants that wish to work with us. They can then say that they wish to. They can write a letter saying they would prefer not to have the MPNA voluntary agreement. And this would allow them, purely on a voluntary basis, then to have the force of the ANC behind them in releasing them from that agreement.
Okay. It seems like this is not going to come to a conclusion. And in the interest of time, it's still ongoing. I think that we need to table this and come back.
I would like to propose that we terminate debate and then take a vote. I move to close debate.
Can I get a show of hands on closing the discussion?
I can't vote on. So I don't understand what you just said. You said this. I don't know what this means. This.
This. It's not mine. I think that I ask you not to personalize issues, Jane.
Sorry, RAMPs.
It's not RAMPs. It's the ANC's version B. So we have version A and version B, and I ask you not to try to politicize these things, personalize them.
I'm just trying to get some clarity because
yes.
I thought we decided that we weren't going to have.
Okay.
This allows is choice.
Excuse me.
This allows choice.
Out of order. I haven't recognized anybody else, Jack.
Yeah, this is exactly why I didn't get into any determination of a replacement voluntary agreement. This just says if a restaurant wants to terminate its voluntary agreement, let it do so. I could add some text to say replace the voluntary agreement with one better reflecting current circumstances and then leave this whole issue aside.
I support your wording as it exists.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Yes. So I move we close discussion.
Can I get a show of hands on closing the discussion, please? Okay, I got 5-1. Jane not voting.
Before, let me do the text change here so that
that we all are very clear on what we're voting on.
Okay.
I think just a moment.
I accept that as a friendly amendment.
Okay, I've changed the reading so that the adding the sentence, the existing agreement should then be replaced by one better reflecting current conditions in the public.
Okay, that's fine. So we can take a vote now?
Yes.
All those who are in agreement with this terminate all voluntary agreements, show of hands, please. Okay, we got 5-1. Jane?
I abstain because of the friendly amendment.
Okay, Jane abstains because of friendly amendment.
5-4 and Jane abstains.
5-4 and Jane abstains.
Thank you. Jack prepared another version, which we make ANC-1D voluntary cooperative agreements. Which version, a matter of choice. Would you read it for me, John?
Resolved that the policy of this ANC shall be to offer restaurant owners their choice of the two ANC voluntary brands cooperative close brands agreements, namely version A, modeled on the European Plus form, and version B, the plain English form. And furthermore, that a restaurant owner may switch from one to the other should they so desire.
I second.
Okay, discussion.
Didn't we just do this a month ago?
Clarifies.
Why would we do it again? We just did this.
Good question.
Honestly, because I think some of the restaurateurs say that they would like more choice.
No. But there was an identical resolution like a month ago. There was version A and version B, and they can choose which one they want.
But the difference was that constrained three of the restaurants to no choice. This allows all three to have choice.
Jack.
Wait a minute. Here's version A and version B, and they can choose which one they want. What's the difference?
Yeah, that's the difference here, that we're switching from one to the other.
It's more choice.
Does switching mean at any particular moment in the history of the VA?
Yes.
Okay. So we all clear. So we're all clear on this now.
I move the question. No.
Excuse me. Okay.
Well, I have a little piece of discussion first.
Motion. Then a motion to move to the question has precedence.
But it does take a two-thirds vote.
Okay. Those who are ready to move on to the question, show of hands. Okay. Everybody else is ready to vote?
That was a failure of the vote of the motion.
Oliver,
to close
did you vote?
Discussion.
I'm sorry.
Yes, you did.
Oh. We're closing the discussion.
Okay, good. So we move to vote. Okay.
That's right.
Oh, okay. I vote to close the discussion. Okay.
Yeah. It takes four.
Okay.
That's three.
Okay. Oliver?
Okay, there's four.
Okay, now you have four votes to close the discussion and have the vote.
All right. All those who agree to this resolution, show of hands. Oliver, you said you was ready to vote. Okay, I guess you're not ready to vote this way. Okay. I have three who are ready to accept it, and all those who oppose to not vote for this agreement? 3-3.
That means the measure fails.
It fails. And I was doing so well. Okay. So where are we now? What's left?
I think this is the end of all the business that had been brought tonight.
Oh, the tenant co-op is not ripe for discussion. No, Carason needs to be. There's some discussions that need to happen.
Thank you, David, for that.
Well, if that be the case, no further business?
I move for adjournment.
I second. We are now adjourned at 8:29 p.m. Tuesday, January 22nd, 2008.